back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. What a week we have around here. Real playoff pennant race baseball. The Ravens heading out to Cincinnati this week. And, of course, we're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. A couple of old friends and venerable Baltimore City Crab Cakes. We're going to be at Fadley's on Friday. What a hoot nanny we got there. In the morning, we have Coppin State President Dr. Anthony Jenkins along with Larry Stewart, new hoops coach. We'll be talking some Eagles. They've been our flagship for a decade now here at WNST, so I'm looking forward to that. I think Ruffin's going to come by for some shrimp salad and some fried oysters as well. Friday night, we're going to be at the Nest. We're going to have Raven scratch-offs to give away there too. The Nest, where is that? They didn't just name it after me. Actually, they named it before they found me. But it's right above the cupcake here at the Baltimore Convention Center, up on the second level at the corner of Conway and Howard. Right as you come into the city, going to be 50,000 plus downtown for Adam Jones on Friday night. We'll be at the Nest. We'll also be at Coco's next Thursday on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by Window Nation, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube and, of course, the Maryland Lottery. I'm about to get the Raven scratch-offs. They're going to be purple. There's going to be lots of winners at Coco's next week and on this week at Fadley's and at the Nest. John Martin could not be with us today. He is on assignment. I like to say that, with the reporters, on assignment right now. Seth Elkin joins us now. He was on assignment with us last month down in Ocean City. Last time I saw you, I had like sand between my toes. It was 100 degrees. I was eating gold watermelon. The peaches were fresh. How you been, man?
Now it's only 90 degrees, right?
Well, it's
September in Maryland. It's still pretty warm.
Fall is here. I mean, other than these crazy thunderstorms and playoff baseball, who knew this, right? Like last time you and I got together was like, well, maybe. And now this has been fun. Home Run Riches has been fun this year, dude.
There's no maybe about it. And yeah, you know, even though we're past those two $50,000 prizes we gave away in Home Run Riches, every time you see one leave the yard, you know, Cedric Mullins with that grand slam not too long ago, you know, it's great to see the home runs getting hit. And Gunnar Henderson has been swinging a hot bat here the second half of the season. So we give away money every time one of those balls leaves the yard. And every time Mr. Splash has to spray somebody down, it's good, good for our players too.
I'll just say this. I don't have any clout with the lottery. I mean, I think you have a little bit of clout. I think John's got a lot of clout. So when I have him on, I'm going to say, why is it when they hit the grand slam, they don't get more money? Why isn't that worth like $1,000? You know what I mean? John's got some money. I mean, I've seen the number. We got money. Let's give some Oriole fans some more money next year. For grand slam should be like more than $500, I think.
Hey, with the way this team is playing and the way it's composed and the way it's going to be competitive for the near future. Hey, maybe we tweak the rules a little bit next year.
Grand slam, $5,000. I mean, are we going to hit five or six all year? It's not that much money. I mean, hell, you guys are giving away cash for life to people here this week, right? I mean,
yeah,
like
it's
there've been some big winners here this week without mega millions of Powerball. And you know, anytime they get up to $300-500 million, my wife gets involved, but you got a cash for life story here. That's pretty good.
Yeah, hey, that first of all, that Powerball jackpot is rolling along here too. We're well over $500 million now on that. So this is where we start really picking up a lot of people interested in playing. But you're right. Earlier this week, on the 11th of September, we had a cash for life winner, a second tier winner in Emmitsburg in Frederick County. So the second tier prize on cash for life is
what does second tier mean? Describe second tier for me.
Yeah, that's what I was about to do. It's $1,000. Okay. So the top tier is $1,000 a day for life. The second tier is $1,000 a week for life. And that second tier prize is what we had in Emmitsburg on September 11th. So somebody out there is holding a ticket that is worth $1,000 a week for the rest of their life. And
so if they hold it two more weeks, do they get the money back or no?
Well, it's paid as an, if they decide to take it that way, they have an option. They can take annual payments, which would be $52,000 a year, or they can take a one-time payment of $1 million. So that's the winner's choice. They got 182 days to come in and claim it, but yeah, they get an annual payment if they decide to go that route. So it's a fun prize.
Can I ask a really important question here? Cause I'm getting a little older. It's my, what if you take the weekly or monthly and you die? I just need to know that.
You know, that's a question people ask about this game all the time. It's the prize is for the winner's life or 20 years, whichever is longer. So,
oh, okay.
That's the way the four life prize.
So my kid will be getting filthy over in Dundalk if anything happened to me. Is that what you're saying? So
if that were to occur, which we hope it doesn't, of course, but it would be paid for 20 years or for your life, whichever is longer.
Well, I just had to ask because I'm like, Just give me the million now. I'm breathing. I saw what happened to Buffett last week. You know what I mean? Like, I can't have this happen. Seth Elkin is here. He communicates for all things Maryland Lottery. We appreciate that communication. We're going to be at Fadley's this Friday, as well as at the Nest on Friday night, as well as at Coco's next week. I don't even have the new Raven scratch-offs. I haven't been down to bother Roz to get them. I'm getting them tomorrow. I'll have them by Friday at the end of the week here. But for you guys with Raven scratch-offs and Oriole home run riches and all these things that have, they're nice, but the big banana, and I can't believe we buried the lead. You were in Timonium last week, right? Like, as part of the 50th anniversary and the wishbone, we had a huge, huge thing going on out at the Cow Palace on Friday. I haven't been up to the website. I got a little detained over the weekend writing letters to people. What happened? Did we get big winners? There were 10 people, right?
Yep. We had, so it was the finale of our Cash Bash promotion was September 8th. And, you know, that's a promotion. It connected to our 50th anniversary. Of course, we called it the 50th anniversary Cash Bash. And it was going on for most of the year. It started in February and the last drawing for it was in early August. So we had 10 finalists from all over the state who were there to participate in an event at the state fair. And all 10 of them won money. There were five who won $10,000. There were four others who won $25,000 each. And then our finalist, our grand finalist, was Virginia Mayo Holland from Berlin. And she won $100,000. She had the chance to win anywhere from $100,000 to $5 million. And it was a suspenseful final round as she picked numbers and revealed what the prizes were connected with those numbers. You had to match one of the prize amounts five times in order to win that prize. So she selected numbers that corresponded to $100,000 five times, and that's the prize that she won. But she did have two of those $5 million amounts. She needed three more, and everybody in the crowd was hoping she was going to get those. Would have been great to give away that $5 million prize, but she was plenty happy with $100,000. She did what she called her lucky dance. She spun around on the stage and she was all smiles and very, very happy. And we're happy for her. It was a great experience and a lot of fun for our players and a lot of fun for us to be able to put that on for them with assistance from a number of great vendors that we work with, our creative agency, GKV, and REJ, our production company, and a company called Atlas Experiences that kind of gave us the game show style elements that we had on display there at the state fair. So it was a great experience for everybody.
Your biggest event of the year, would you say?
Oh yeah, this was the centerpiece of our 50th anniversary celebration. You know, we knew we wanted an all games promotion. The vehicle for entering this was $50 worth of any lottery tickets, again, corresponding to our 50th anniversary. And this was really the center, but we had a lot of promotions this year. At one point, I think we had six different second chance promotions going, which is a lot. We always have a couple at least going at the same time, but I mean, to have six all at once was a big deal for us. But this was the big one, and really happy with how it turned out, and a great experience for our players there.
Well, I'm just happy she gets to take that $100,000 back to the beach. When you said Berlin, I'm thinking that ain't Tumberland. I mean, they got water over there, you know. So Berlin's good. Seth Elkin is here. He gets all over the state. I saw him down in Ocean City through Berlin. On the way to Mako last month, communicating all things Maryland Lottery. So I know we've had other winners. I saw the bus driver winner. We've had $100,000 winners. Bring me up to speed on the Ravens game. I mean, obviously, we had a home game last week. We're on the road this week, the injuries, all that stuff. If you want to talk about week one and how your team did, I'm happy to do that as well.
We can skip that.
Fine. We'll talk Pittsburgh week a couple weeks from now when it's Pittsburgh week. But the Ravens scratch-offs, new, out, I don't have them. I'll be giving them away this week. Whenever I have them, they're purple. Everybody's grabbing them from me. They'll be grabbing them at Fadley's and at Coco's this week from me on the tour. But this is an annual promotion, and tickets for life and the experiential stuff, and obviously, you know, being at the games, throwing the football, trying to win, all of that that's going on. Soup to nuts. Let's go through the Ravens promotion because it is the season, right? And it's new. We've talked so much home run riches the last 6 months.
Yeah, we've got the Ravens tickets are back, and this is probably the most eagerly anticipated second chance promotion that we've got every year. There are two Ravens tickets, Ravens times two, Raven times five, $20,000 top prize on the first one, $100,000 top prize on Ravens times five. We actually have seen that first $100,000 winner with somebody from Hagerstown that claimed that first $100,000 prize on that Ravens.
I hope they weren't a Steelers fan. I mean, Hagerstown.
Out there, you never know.
It's, you know, you don't know out there.
It's middle territory there. Yeah. So it's always fun to see those winners. But of course, the second chance contest, any non-winning Ravens ticket can be entered into the Ravens second chance promotion. And there are a whole host of prizes that you can win. And you can select which of the drawings you want to be part of. There are cash prizes. There are season ticket packages for 2024. There are game day experiences. There's the pass for cash experience that we have on field at halftime during the Ravens home games. And then, of course, the big one is the Ravens seats for 20 years. So that one, we will award the winner of that early in 2024 is when we'll reveal that. But we'll select finalists for that over the next several months as we go. So now's the time to enter your non-winning Ravens tickets for that. So lots of prizes and kind of cool that you get to have your choice of which one of those drawings and which ones of those prizes that you want to be part of.
No truth that you can win a chance to be the running back this week, right? No chance for that.
I don't think we quite have enough of a connection with the Ravens to be able to get somebody on the field in that manner. But they're going to need someone to carry the ball. Although I don't know, I guess they'll be okay with Gus Edwards and Justice Hill, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. But the issue for me is how weird the offense looked, and Lamar doesn't want to run, and they don't want Lamar to run, and Lamar when he run design plays. I mean, he was their best running back the last 3 years. He was their highest rusher, right? Like so, they still have him. I mean, as long as they have him. Fine.
Considering how much they've invested in him, do you want him to run and take hits? There's the question.
Well, considering how much they invested in him, then he's got to throw the ball, right? And they only threw the ball 25 times last week. This was the conundrum all year. You know, let's talking about the offseason and the offense is like all these wide receivers, new toys. How much do they want to throw? How much do they want to run? What's going to be the ideal balance? Hey, no complaints here. They're 1-0, which is better than some folks out in Western Pennsylvania. I told all of our listeners here, call all your friends and relatives in Western Pennsylvania this week. Check in, see how the kids are doing going back to school. Just see how they're doing out there right now. You doing okay? All your relatives okay?
Well, everybody goes into panic mode when the Steelers play as badly as they did.
They play crappy in week one a lot, don't they? I mean, over the course of the last 15 years, they've gotten slaughtered in week one a bunch and still won 11 or 12 games.
The one that sticks out in everybody's mind for those of us who are old enough to remember, and I think I remember talking about this last year too, because they had the same problem early in the season, is that 51-0 loss to Cleveland at the beginning of the 89 season. That was easily the most embarrassing loss that I can remember in all of my years as a Steelers fan. And there were shades of that in the game against the Niners on Sunday. They just didn't look like they wanted to be there. It looked really, really bad. So there's no way to go but up. And so hopefully that's something good. And you're playing the Browns in week two. And, you know, they're still the Browns. I don't care that they won. I don't care that they beat the Bengals. The Bengals are still the Bungles, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm picking games this year, right? With Christian Horton up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. So we're doing this every week. We're picking games. Here's the thing now with sports wagering. If you really think the Steelers stink, you can invest in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really think the Ravens are going to be okay, you can invest in that. You know, if you think Joe Burrow is going to bounce, you can invest in it. So this sports wagering situation where we have now with mobile, and obviously the responsible part of this, and I see all of the messaging about response. I really do hope people that are having problems slow their roll here and make, because this, the beginning of the season, it's addictive for me with food and drinks and TV and how much, I mean, I don't know that I'm being responsible on how much football I'm watching right now. Yeah, I'm probably watching too much football, but I can imagine if you have a Jones to wager on it, and this is all very new, right? Slow the roll. And I want to make sure you get some oxygen to talk about that. But more than that, the fact that it's here and it's happening and everybody's participating.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we say this all the time. We urge people to play responsibly. Remember, it's a form of entertainment. Have fun with it. If it's not fun, then stop and think about it.
You're doing it wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
And there are significant resources that have been dedicated to helping people that do have an issue with their gambling. More than $6 million. That was contributed to the Problem Gambling Fund from the casinos and from expired sports wagering prizes during fiscal 2023. So there is free assessment and treatment available for anybody that's a Maryland resident. You call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to mdgamblinghelp.org, and you can get help at no cost. And even if it's not you, if you know somebody that you're observing and you just somebody in your life that you think may be having an issue, you can get advice on how to talk to them about it by calling or going to the website. So the resources
I definitely
are there,
want to have those available. Folks on. Let John know that. You now know that. I'll tell Doug too. I'd like to have. I said to my wife, I wonder how many people are calling, right? I just say, and I don't need answers on this, but like, I wonder, it's all there. You see it all the time. 1-800, you can call. I wonder how many people really are reaching early on and saying, I got a problem, or whether the phone's not ringing. And when the phone rings, what really happens? I wonder this out loud for something I'm promoting, obviously. I've been promoting sports and like, I guess on the side, sports wagering for 32 years here because people were doing it and asking me about spreads and numbers and pool car, all that stuff. But like, it's different now because it's on your phone. You know, I mean, nobody will know what you're doing except you. And I think that's concerning for me. It should be concerning for everybody. And I'm glad that we have a system set up to try to help folks.
Yeah, and it can be difficult to get somebody to admit that they have a problem and to get them to take action. And you know, again, that's why if you see somebody in your life, you know somebody that maybe they're not hiding it as well as they think they are. And you observe it and you can get help trying to figure out how to talk to them about it. And, you know, the other thing to remember, you were talking about some of these results from the first week of the NFL season. You know, we all, as sports fans, we all think we've got an expertise and that we know what's going to happen or we can predict what's going to happen. But look how many unpredictable things happened in week one of the NFL season. The Chiefs got beat. The Bills got beat. Aaron Rodgers is out for the season. J.K. Dobbins is out
for
the season.
And they won and covered.
And you have no idea that any of these things are going to occur. So, you know, there's always going to be an element of unpredictability and randomness to it that you just can't control no matter how much you feel like you might know. About what's going to happen. You just have a feeling. You never know what's going to occur once the ball gets kicked off. So, you know, be careful about those kinds of things.
I'll give you a little story. And this is a Pittsburgh guy, so you'll appreciate this. He's a Yinzer. Marvin Lewis and I were together early in our time together. Every Friday, he would have a bag lunch and we would sit in his office and watch film. Friday afternoon. It was kind of like my education of how I learned football in 1996, 97, 98 through their eyes. And there was one point he had his little red dot up on the screen and I don't know, Donnie Brady blue coverage or there was a ball in the air and the ball went bouncing. It was like NFL follies, film follies, you know, the ball's bouncing. Guys are trying to dive on it. He stopped it and he looked at me. Because I always had the whites of his eyes because it was always a film room, like literally. So it was always really dark in there with that white projected light. And I remember him looking at me. He's like, I can't believe people gamble on this. He's like, I'm in here every. I have no idea what's going to happen, and I coach it all week, and then the ball bounces like that. I have no idea. Seth Elkin is here talking about gambling, wagering, lottering, taking care of yourself, sports wagering. Did I leave anything out? Are there winners that I left out here this week? Or Home Run Rich is still going on for another week or two, right? I mean.
Yep. Like I said, it's fun seeing the ball fly out of the ballpark. And, you know, on the sports wagering side, you know, we just reported the August revenue figures for sports wagering. More than $2.5 million contributed to the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. So
September is going to be like exponential to that, right?
Yeah, well, a pretty solid month for a month before football season really gets started. And there's probably some wagering on preseason games, believe it or not. I don't know why. I don't think I would want to wager on a preseason game as the unpredictability that we're talking about. It's even more unpredictable.
There's a problem with Harbaugh. You bet on him for 6 years in a row, then they lose a couple after all that, you know?
But yeah, we certainly, you would expect that the numbers are going to go up. We're going to have a few really strong months here during the fall while football season's in progress. It's our first full football season with mobile wagering from the beginning of the season. And now my lights just went out. I got to do the clap thing again. You taught me.
All right. Clap away. That's all right. I'm clapping for you.
There we go.
There you go. Seth, I appreciate you, man. We'll check in again. I'll see you soon. And man, we got crab cake tours all over the place. We're going to be at Fadley's on Friday morning. Man, I'm going to bring home some fresh fish for my wife. We're going to throw that up on the grill as well. Great seafood market down there. Friday night, we're going to be at the Nest at the Baltimore Convention Center, having some beers and hot dogs and listening to music and enjoying a beautiful Friday night and wearing black. And it's Adam Jones and like all of that stuff. I am writing a Dear Adam Jones letter that I want everybody to read as part of our column this week. We're going to have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs, not these 50th anniversaries. No, 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 no. The fresh ones, the Raven scratch-offs. I will have them in my hand Friday morning at Fadley's, as well as Friday night at the Nest. And then next Thursday, we're going to be at Coco's in Lauraville, all Baltimore City, to kick off the season. Two legendary crab cakes. They both ship. They're both available. People ask me where to get a crab cake in a city. Get over to Fadley's at the old Lexington Market. Get over to Coco's in Lauraville like I'm doing. Man, two of those kind of crab cakes, 5 days, 6 days apart. It's going to be a perfect week here this week. The Orioles playing playoff baseball this weekend. The Ravens in Cincinnati. And we're going to be around. Luke's going to be out in at the castle all week. And then, of course, at the ballpark all weekend. Everything we do is available at Baltimore Positive. Big appreciation to our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, as well as our newest sponsor, Jiffy Lube, for our Maryland crab cake tour. And big appreciation to the Maryland Lottery. Come find me. Get some winners. Some Raven scratch-offs. They'll be the purple ones that I'm holding on Friday and Friday night and next Thursday. I'm Nestor. He's Seth. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.